is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
We're best friends who also happen to be polar opposites.
I'm a colorful extrovert rising.
And I'm a goth introvert.
We're both curious weirdos, and we both love cats.
But that might be the only thing we have in common.
We are an acquired taste. Bethany, can we do a mental health check-in?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we talk about mental health on this podcast a lot. Mm-hmm. I think one of our strengths is that we're both very open about things that we're going through.
Of course, yeah.
We've both talked about our eating disorders on this podcast, the kind of medications that we're on.
Yep.
And I just wanted to check in with you because you said that you were going off of Lexapro because like when your hair, well, this is my analogy, like when your hair gets too used to a shampoo or conditioner and you need to change it up so your hair feels like you again.
So I think I had mentioned that I was like maybe changing drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am not going off of Lexapro. I am on Lexapro and we added Wellbutrin.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to my cocktail.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But no, things are, you know, we're working on tweaking things, but I am definitely still under care and on medication.
How are you feeling right now?
Yeah.
In your mental space? And you can be honest. You don't have to. I mean, listen, we're all friends here.
Yeah, totally. You know, it's interesting. I'm in a place where right now, if I don't take a reset nap every day, mm-hmm. I have a bad day. Mm. And this is where, this is like acute care, right? This is like triage care where my depression's pretty bad right now. I have to, every day between the hours of 11 and 2, mm-hmm. Dennis and I, the shorthand for it, which is a little grim, is like I lose the will to live between 11 and noon every day, or 11 and 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Which like is sort of hyperbole, but also sort of not, where mm-hmm. if I don't take a nap to reset my brain, I just kind of float through the rest of the day.
Gotcha.
Without getting much done.
Yeah.
And like kind of just a kind of like a husk.
So you have to oxygen mask during 11 and 2, somewhere in there, spend some time oxygen masking.
Yep.
And then you can be productive for the rest of the day.
Yeah. And it's interesting because it's not like on a day like today where we're here all day, we're working all day. I'm distracted. And so I don't have to take a nap to feel okay. But when I'm home working from home, anyone who works from home knows that it's a little bit harder to stay motivated.
Of course.
And I usually have to like sleep for about 45 minutes somewhere in there. And then it's a fresh start. And then I wake up and I'm fine and fresh start and I can like do the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I'm at. Where are you at?
Oh, I just wanted to say, Bethany, I'm really proud of you for recognizing that you need to take extra care of yourself right now. That's a huge step.
Yeah. And I feel like people are going to roll their eyes when I say I have to take a nap every day because it sounds lazy. I'll admit it sounds like what a blessing to have the time to do that. And also how lazy are you?
Yeah.
But it is truly like a how am I going to get through today? Because
mm-hmm.
depression is tough and real and it's sort of like doing what you can get to do.
You're making sure that you don't end up in an intensive care unit.
Absolutely.
To the point of no return.
Right.
Yeah.
We got a really fun voicemail.
Oh, very fun.
From a taste bud let's play the voicemail we received.
I mean, this taste bud was talking about your medications or whatever.
Yeah. This came after we announced that we were ending the podcast whenever.
Yeah.
We're not sure when yet.
Yeah, it's the last season.
But this person had some concerns, so I'm gonna play it right now. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hey, remember when you said you guys change seasons when there's like a life crisis? Okay, are you ending this podcast because Bethany is off of Lexapro now? Because that's not really fair to us.
So,
it's like probably well-meaning, but also a little hurtful.
I love the idea that let's say I was having a mental health crisis.
Yeah.
And I was in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And we couldn't do the show anymore because I was literally life and death in the hospital for mental health crisis, which a mental health crisis can often be.
Yeah.
I love the idea that this listener is like, that's not fair to us.
So that same person, Bethany.
Yeah.
calls up and says, because, you know, I mentioned on our big announcement episode that I've been looking into buying some property upstate,
sure.
a tiny little farm, a hobby farm.
Yeah.
And this person goes, Kathleen, let's be real. You can't even get on your Peloton, like, and you're going to be a farmer. It's like, well, you have a point, but also rude.
I can't tell if we're being roasted.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. It's kind of a compliment. And I'm not trying to be snarky.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something that I've loved enough that I lashed out when it didn't come back. Have we never loved enough?
Maybe. I mean, people for sure.
I've loved people enough.
Yeah. Like grandma, I miss her.
I don't know. Who? Okay. As someone with notoriously big feelings, I clearly don't have them towards the media that I should be supporting.
I am looking up 13 signs you are deeply in love with somebody.
Great.
So just apply this to the media that you consume.
Okay. So let's insert the words "that awesome podcast."
That awesome podcast. Okay.
Actually, no. Let's insert the words Jurassic Park 3 because that's my favorite Jurassic Park.
Okay. Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah. A notoriously underappreciated Jurassic Park. William H. Macy's in it and he's really funny. And a kid survives a T-Rex alone on the island. It's not Isla Nublar. It's like Isla Sorna for like 2 weeks. And then William H. Macy finds a food vending machine and he's like trying to find correct change and someone else kicks it in because they're like, why are you trying to find correct change? This place is completely abandoned. You can kick in the window of the food vending machine.
Okay, you are seriously, Bethany, so good at, what was that called?
Like vamping?
Vamping. While I was desperately trying to find a better article on signs that you're deeply in love with something.
Baby, I will fill dead air with Jurassic Park 3 facts all day.
What was the most recent one?
Jurassic World, Lost Empire or something?
Somebody told me that they shut it off like 15 minutes and it wasn't good.
Did they get angry? Did they lash out?
No, they didn't lash out.
They didn't love it enough.
They didn't love it deeply. Okay, here is a list from Glamour. I'll include it in the show notes.
Okay.
It's signs that you are falling in love / love something deeply.
It's Jurassic Park 3.
Okay, so does this thing...
Jurassic Park 3.
Does it make you feel adventurous?
Yes, because they're literally on an adventure.
So I'm thinking of a television show that I love deeply. I used to love Sex and the City deeply.
Yes.
And that would make me feel adventurous.
Yeah, because you're sleeping with all these men.
No, well, I mean, it's sometimes. But like I would also go into New York City being a Jersey kid and find the filming locations.
Great. Adventure.
Okay, well, what is a piece of media that has made you adventurous?
Jurassic Park 3.
Okay, you've never seen a dinosaur, Bethany.
How do you know? I watched Jurassic Park 3 like 11 times. I've seen all those dinosaurs.
Oh, you know what? I think I was mad when Schitt's Creek ended. I was pissed.
Did you write an angry letter?
No, I didn't write an angry letter.
You didn't love it
letter.
Enough.
Well, okay, here's a sign that I love Schitt's Creek. Okay. I was intensely curious about the people on the show.
Yeah, same. Same.
That's sign number two. You're intensely curious about them.
I also am intensely curious about everyone on Father Brown, the show on BritBox.
Bethany.
Coming back for season 10, baby.
I sent you all of my logins.
Uh-huh.
Have you used any of the logins to my streaming services so you can watch modern day shows?
I have not, but I sometimes, because I feel like I'm going to throw off your algorithm.
No, you're not. No, I told you, you use the profile that I set up for my aunt, my uncle.
Okay.
They don't use it anyway.
Okay. All right, cool. Then I won't feel guilty. Okay.
Because I was watching a show on HBO the other day, The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Based off of a video game.
Right.
Have you ever played The Last of Us on your Twitch stream with Dennis?
No, we haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay, and then, you know, add that one to the list, but also add Strayed to the list, the video game about cats.
About cats.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Because mm-hmm.
you play as a cat who fell down a pipe.
Yeah.
And you have to find the rest of your cat family.
I mean, really, video games, the graphics are amazing. The movements of the cats were like it was really a real cat.
You sent me a video of your cat Juno jumping up onto the divan. I don't know what a word for that credential. Denza, so that they could look at the TV.
It's actually a dresser.
A dresser, mm-hmm. so they could look closer at Strayed,
at
the video
Strayed.
Game.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you, the reason I mentioned that is because, Bethany, on HBO, there's a show called The Last of Us, uh-huh. like I said, and there are two characters on that show with our names.
Kathleen and Bethany?
Yes! Oh, and then I was watching that show with the girl from American Pie with the crazy hair.
Yeah.
Natasha...
Not Bedingfield.
Nope, not
Leone.
Natasha Leone. She's in that new show on Peacock called Poker Face.
Yeah.
Really good. Another character on that show named Kathleen.
Look at you.
But like so weird, right?
Yeah. So, if that show were to be canceled, do you think you'd write a strongly worded email?
No, I wouldn't, Bethany.
Look.
Nor would I tell Natasha Leone that she doesn't even use her Peloton, so how dare she try and join another series? Okay, back to the mental health check-in.
Yes.
You know, in terms of mental health for me right now, a couple of days ago, I was telling Bethany this. I think I talked about it on the live show on Patreon, which we're still doing, by the way.
Absolutely.
Sign up, patreon.com/acquiredtaste. We're doing 2 live shows a month plus book club. I lost 2 of my medication bottles.
Ooh.
And it was my depression medicine and my anxiety medicine. I don't know where, if they fell out of my bag when I was pulling something out of the car. I just have no idea. Mm-hmm. And because of the way that our healthcare system is set up, that's why I'm like really happy that we've partnered with ZocDoc.
Yeah.
Because it makes healthcare, finding a doctor, like a more accessible thing.
Yeah, much more approachable.
Yeah, I was afraid to email my psychiatrist and say, hey, I lost my medications because I thought that maybe like my health insurance wouldn't pay for it and I would just have to wait until the next renewal was up, which is problematic for me because I think I get like 3 months supplies at a time.
Yeah. And if you are on mental health meds, you know that if you go off of them for like a day or two, you start getting these like brain zaps that are disruptive and actually painful.
Yeah. I mean, my poor friend Pam texted me after I spoke to her on the phone one day and she's like, listen, I'm concerned about you because it was, I think it was like day 3 where I hadn't found my meds yet. And I wanted to pull myself up by my bootstraps and be like, I'm going to find my meds. They're in the house somewhere. I know I'm going to find them. And finally, I just reached out to my doctor and I was like, can you see if they'll refill this? Because I literally can't find it. I was on the phone with Pam and I sounded manic. I sounded like a crazy person having a conversation with her, and it was because I was sort of like in med withdrawal. And I just want to be honest with people out there. Like, if you're somebody who's been thinking about asking for mental health help, or you're someone who's on medication, don't feel less than because you forget to take your medication or you lose your medication, because you need these medicines.
Yep.
And I just feel so silly now thinking that I would get in trouble. I'm a freaking adult. Like, it's silly.
No, but it is like we are, you know, like health insurance can be so difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
And I think we're always just braced for a hard time when it comes to anything having to do with health insurance.
Yeah.
And I also think that
braced for a hard time and a big bill.
Yeah. And I think too that a lot of us still, even though we know mental health is real, it's a little bit like, but I can't see it.
Yeah.
So I should be able to just push through it.
Yeah.
But I had a doctor once describe it to me as it's like diabetes.
Okay.
Where you can't physically see diabetes, right? You can't see diabetes the way you can see like a broken leg, but people know it is real. And so they take insulin, you take medication, you know, you heal your body with that.
Yeah.
The same with mental health. It is something that it's ongoing. It's often physically invisible, but it's real and you have to take medicine for it. And just because you may need medicine doesn't mean that you're broken in any way.
Yeah. And a lot of times, because we are so open about our mental health, we get questions like, how did you know when you needed help?
Yeah.
Like, when you needed medication, how did you know when it was time to reach out to a doctor and say, hey, this is what I'm experiencing? I think that maybe if you are asking somebody that question because you're feeling not quite yourself, that's your answer.
Maybe that means that it's worth exploring.
Yeah. And on the live show the other day, Bethany, you were sharing about when you were in treatment for your eating disorder and you were in inpatient treatment, and you were saying how my eating disorder is not as bad as some of the other people in this program.
Yeah.
And somebody in the chat group in our live show chimed in and said, I feel the same way about my depression. Like, I'm probably not sick enough to seek help because maybe I'm just like a little sad, but that is the biggest bunch of bullshit because everybody is deserving of treatment.
We talk about imposter syndrome when it comes to work.
Yeah.
But there is so much imposter syndrome when it comes to quote unquote being sick enough to get treatment.
Yeah.
And you may be thinking about restricting calories.
Yeah.
That might be worthy of investigating your relationship with food and diet culture. It doesn't mean you need to be inpatient, but it's worth maybe talking to someone about.
Yeah.
Or you may be like you're not eating, or you may feel like you're not yourself. But all of those parts of the spectrum are deserving of being helped by someone.
I just thought of someone saying, I'm not diabetes enough to get the medication.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I think that if you are thinking, maybe I'm not feeling myself normally the way that I normally feel, I think it's worth a gentle investigation.
Yeah.
And that doesn't always mean you're going to go on meds. It doesn't mean that you're going to have to see a therapist. It doesn't mean, although I think everyone should see a therapist.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the extremes, but maybe you can nip something in the bud now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know. I think everyone is deserving of care
and
support.
And,
period.
And it is time well spent investigating these matters in yourself.
Yes. Life is hard. And no one is promised an easy time, but you don't need to have a harder time than the average person. And I feel like that's what mental health does, is it makes things a little bit harder, sometimes a lot harder than it has to be. And so if you can alleviate some of that burden in an already hard world that we live in, I think it's worth alleviating what you can, because it's something that maybe other people don't have to worry about. And so let's see if you don't have to worry about it.
I went on meds because you openly talked about it. So I hope that this conversation maybe just gets the wheels turning in somebody else's brain who's been thinking about this but was afraid to take the plunge. Pull the trigger.
Wear the Lexapro members only jacket.
Cut the sandwich in half. Thanks for hanging out with us today, buds. You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Bethany Watson, at Ms. Bethany Watson. And you can follow this podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast on all platforms.
But most importantly, check out our Facebook group. That is our coolest social media real estate.
Until next time, this is your reminder to take a deep breath. Stay weird.
And stay curious.
Hi, Bethany, Kathleen. Hi, Taste Buds. This is Brittany from Florida. I was just wondering, does anybody else drive around and end up in a location and have a memory of something that happened on the podcast that came up at that location when you were listening to the podcast? Well, that happened to me. So I was just at the bank in the drive-thru, and then I remembered that I was, at the last time I was at this bank, I don't go to the bank often, apparently, I was listening to the podcast episode where Bethany was talking about the surgery for her ear. And now I'm just wondering, Bethany, how's your ear? Bye, guys.